Hello again. It's Ken Morgan here with another classic movie presentation from South Plainfield Library. According to my sources, we're a few days away from the 85th anniversary of the publication of issue number 1 of Action Comics. That, of course, is our introduction to the Man of Steel, Superman. So, to celebrate, we have a couple of offerings featuring him. Our first is Superman and the Mole Men. It's the story of how Clark Kent, the mild-mannered reporter, and Lois Lane go to a small town to report on the deepest oil well ever drilled. However, it's soon revealed that the drill shaft has uncovered an unknown civilization. Trouble ensues when some of these mole men climb up to investigate, and Superman has to put things right. This is something of an unusual story for the series. It's not set in Metropolis, and there are no supervillains. In fact, one major part of the story is figuring out just who the bad guys are, if indeed there are any bad guys. This was the first feature-length movie with Superman. Following the still-praised cartoon series from Fleischer Studios, and later Famous Studios, and two movie serials from Columbia. It also features the first appearance of Phyllis Coates as Lois Lane, and, in what would, for better or worse, become his most famous role, George Reeves as Clark Kent and Superman. Originally, the producers had wanted Kirk Allen, who played Superman in the serials, but a salary dispute left him out of the running. It does not feature the iconic theme music or opening titles of the later TV series, but you won't miss out on them, because along with our main feature, we have Superman on Earth, the opening episode of the Adventures of Superman TV series. It is a full dramatization of Kal-El's arrival on Earth, which is briefly alluded to in The Mole Men, as well as his later trip from Smallville to Metropolis, and his getting a job for that great metropolitan newspaper, The Daily Planet. Along with said music and titles, it also features the first appearance of John Hamilton as Perry White, and don't call him Chief, and Jack Larson as Jimmy Olsen. Superman and the Mole Men was intended as what would now be called a stealth pilot for the later series, and was later re-edited into a two-part story for that show's first season. And while both productions lack the high-tech effects and budget of the current superhero movies, they still work very well, and are still well-regarded by fans. Due to a special program on Monday evening, our on-site DVD presentations will be on Wednesday next week at 1 p.m. and 5:15 p.m. The showings are free of charge, but you must pre-register. You can sign up by calling us at 908-754-7885, going to the events calendar page on our website at www.southplainfield.lib.nj.us, or you can just stop by and ask at the desk. And we still want to hear from you. If you have any comments or suggestions, please call us at 908-754-7885, the number I just told you. You can post them on our Facebook page, or you can email them to kmorgan@southplainfield.lib.nj.us. Well, thanks again for stopping by. We really do appreciate your support. And now, from Lippert Pictures in 1951, here's Superman and the Mole Men. And, syndicated on television in 1952, here's Superman on Earth. Hope you enjoy them.